Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, November 5th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Charge ASAP. Apple TV Plus has been available for just a few days, but the actual video quality of the streaming service content is already earning high praise. According to early research from Flat Panels HD, Apple TV Plus content has the highest streaming quality in 4K out of all other streaming services on the market, and it even surpasses many movies available through iTunes. For example, the bitrate of the C series on Apple TV Plus is roughly 20% higher than the average of other streaming services like Netflix and Hulu. And as we've said before, all Apple TV Plus content is available in Dolby Vision, while most of the content is also supported by Dolby Atmos sound. Of course, support for those Dolby features varies depending on what device you're watching on, but even the standard quality of the video itself should be solid on all devices and better than most competitors. But one complaint that some users have is that Apple TV Plus does not feature any sort of low data mode. Apple's streaming technology ramps up and down depending on available network conditions, but there's no way to force the device to use a lower quality stream at all times. For instance, you may have a great LTE connection, but if you're on a capped data plan, you likely don't want to burn through all of your data by streaming Apple TV Plus at the highest quality possible. Apple TV Plus shows received mixed reviews from critics, but actual viewers seem to be enjoying them so far. And you can find our full roundup of all Apple TV Plus shows and movies at the link in the show notes below. Yesterday, we told you about Photoshop for iPad as well as Illustrator for iPad, but Adobe's announcements don't stop there. Adobe has detailed another new app coming to iOS. Photoshop Camera is a new app powered by artificial intelligence, and Adobe says it will be available sometime in 2020. So what can you expect from Photoshop Camera? Well, it's designed to be a fun tool to capture and enhance photos with Photoshop effects and filters, but it uses machine learning to recognize the subject in your photo, and it can automatically apply non-destructive edits. One of the most powerful features is called auto-masking. Once the AI has pinpointed the subject of your image, adjustments like a bokeh effect can be applied around them in post-production. This feature is similar to the object selection tool that's coming to Photoshop on the desktop. Photoshop Camera will also include a selection of filters and lenses made by well-known artists and influencers, inspired by Instagram and Snapchat. Unlike Photoshop for iPad, which is designed with pro users in mind, Photoshop Camera is a consumer app for quick and shareable edits. The goal is to bring certain Photoshop features to the masses and combine those features with filters, effects, and easy social media sharing. Photoshop Camera will be available sometime in 2020, but Adobe hasn't offered any specifics about that release just yet. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP and its brand new Infinity Cable launching this month. The new Infinity Cable is a 6.5-foot nylon cable with interchangeable magnetic connectors for USB-C, Lightning, and micro-USB. This allows you to use the same cable with all of your devices, and it brings back Apple's MagSafe-like magnetic disconnect functionality. While there are other magnetic cables on the market, the Infinity Cable is the first with full support for 100-watt power delivery and Qualcomm Quick Charge. This allows you to charge your devices at full speed with support for data transfer as well. You can currently get the Infinity Cable for up to 60% off of its expected retail price, with early bird pricing on Kickstarter at just $25 per cable. Thanks to Charge ASAP, 9to5Mac is also launching a MacBook Pro giveaway in the coming weeks to celebrate the launch of the new Infinity Cable. Hit up the link in the show notes below to check it out. Apple yesterday announced a plan to dedicate $2.5 billion to help solve the housing crisis in California. Following that announcement, Democratic presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders is slamming Apple, saying that the company helped create the housing crisis in the first place by not paying its fair share of taxes. In a statement issued after Apple's announcement, Sanders said that Apple's commitment to the housing crisis is an act of hypocrisy and that Apple is just, quote, throwing pennies at a housing crisis that it helped create. Sanders also points out that Apple is only the latest tech industry tax evader that is trying to portray its entry into the housing business as an act of philanthropic altruism. This is seemingly a reference at the fact that both Facebook and Google have announced similar, though smaller, investments in the housing crisis. Furthermore, Sanders said that Apple's announcement comes as it is, quote, raking in $800 million of taxpayer subsidies and keeping $250 billion of profit offshore in order to avoid paying billions of dollars in taxes. This isn't the first time Bernie Sanders has sparred with Apple. In 2016, on the campaign trail, Sanders called on Apple to make its products in the United States and to pay its fair share of taxes. Apple's $2.5 billion investment was praised by the governor of California, who called it an unparalleled financial commitment. The $2.5 billion includes $1 billion in affordable housing investments, $1 billion in mortgage assistance for first-time homebuyers, and $300 million worth of Apple land opened up to affordable housing projects. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include an opinion piece from Benjamin Mayo, where he details how the worst part of the Apple TV Plus experience is the TV app itself. Jeff Benjamin has also published his full video review of the iPhone 11 Pro, where he questions whether it's worth the premium over the iPhone 11. You can find both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Read all of the stories mentioned today and much more on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.